Our last program, we featured the guest Gary Oates, and he's the author of a book that's been quite popular, Open My Eyes, Lord. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Jim.
It's great to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back.
In the last program, you were talking to us about seeing visions of angels.
I felt my angel walk up behind me and put his arms around my waist and begin to squeeze me. And I thought, what is that? Because I had never experienced that before. And I looked. I didn't physically see my angel, but I felt his arms squeezing my waist. And so the thought was, you know, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Well, then the Pastor Henry said, if God is touching you right now, he said, I want you to come down front. Well, I ran down front. And I stood there, and again, my angel put his arms around me. This time he was squeezing even harder. And I became a little fearful at that point, not knowing exactly what was going to happen. Well, it was like instantly my angel took me up, and it was like the space shuttle and the rocket ship. It was like you know, the angel was the spaceship, and I mean the rocket ship, and I was the space shuttle, and we went all the way up into the heavens. I had a glimpse of the four living creatures bowing down.
Oh, my.
But what I saw really scared me, because I saw these black, dark, swirling clouds all around, and there were flashes of light. It looked like lightning. It just looked like almost like a violent storm going on. And momentarily, I thought, whoa, did I go to the wrong place?
Yeah, wow.
Then I saw out of these dark, gray, swirling clouds, I saw these two deep, red, penetrating eyes coming out. And I saw thick, white, flowing hair. And then my angel picked me up, and he put me in the Lord's lap. And it was like I was there just in a fetal position. And I felt like my angel wanted to talk to me or show me around or something, you know, but that never did happen. But I was there and experiencing extreme peace and comfort like I had never known before. Well, then it ended. I don't know how long that went on, but it ended. I came back into my body, and I hit the floor. I couldn't get up. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. It was like the presence and power of God was so strong upon me. And, you know, because of my Baptist background, I was really struggling with what was happening. And I was crying out to God, God, you're going to have to show me in the Bible where these kind of things happened. And so one day I was reading the Bible, and God directed me to Psalm 97. Let me flip there real quick. Psalm 97, the first three or four verses, says, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. And then also in Psalm 18, verse 11 and 12, it says, he made darkness his hiding place, his canopy around him, darkness of waters, thick clouds of the sky. From the brightness before him passed his thick clouds, hailstones, and coals of fire. And that's exactly what I saw. And then the Lord showed me in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14, when John was taken up into the presence of the Lord, and he was describing what he saw. Verse 14 of Revelation chapter 1, he said, his head and his hair were white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. I saw exactly the same thing that John saw in the book of Revelation.
Exactly.
And from that point on, I felt the freedom to begin to talk about it, because I was afraid to say anything to anybody. They would think I was crazy. So anyway, the next night, Henry Madavo, the pastor, was speaking again. And he was ministering. He was talking about the fire of God and how that we should all be burning with a passion for more of the presence of God, and that the fire of God should be flowing through us, affecting people around us. And while he was preaching, God opened my eyes to see a big angel behind him. Henry's about 6 feet tall, and this angel was twice his height. And he had his arms extended out and these wings that flowed all the way down to the ground. And everywhere that Henry walked, the angel walked right with him. And then he began to, as he started to pray in ministry time, he prayed that God would release his fire in the church. Well, right when he said that, I saw a row of these angels in the top of the church back behind him. And they were just throwing fire out over the church. It was like a big blanket of fire, like a sheet of fire coming out over the church. And then it began to fall. And as it fell, it turned into flames of fire, individual flames of fire. And then they turned into balls of fire. And these balls of fire began to come down and hitting people all over the room. Well, again, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I thought, man, what is this? And I noticed that a lot of the people were being hit by these balls of fire, but some of the people, the ball of fire was still just kind of bouncing above their head. And I asked the Lord, I said, you know, what's happening? Why aren't these people getting this? What's happening here? And the Lord impressed on me to look at their countenance. Now, I did, and to be honest with you, I don't know if I was seeing with my spiritual sight or with my natural sight, but what I saw was a hardness in their expression. And then for some of them, it began to soften, and I could see that they were beginning to yield to what the Holy Spirit was doing in the room. And as they yielded, as their countenance changed, then that ball of fire hit them. But there were some people, there was a third group, that never received that touch, that ball of fire. It just gradually just drifted away and disappeared. And, you know, the thought really struck me. There were three groups of people there. What God was pouring out was available for every person in the room. Some people received instantly. They were hungry. They were desperate. They were open. They were yielded. Then there was another group that were slower to receive, but they did receive as they yielded, as they began to embrace what God was doing. But then there was a third group that never did receive, but it was available for them. And I think that's a good picture of us today, where what God wants to do is available for every believer, every one of us. And as we yield to his purpose and his plan for our life, and as we're willing to lay our lives on the altar, as Paul said, I die daily. Well, what did he mean by that? Well, they didn't have a funeral for him every day. It wasn't that kind of a death. He was saying, I no longer want to live according to the desires of my flesh. I want to live according to the desires of my Father. God is ministering now to those of us who have a hunger and a thirst for more of him, and stirring up that hunger and thirst for those who have really gotten away from God. They're not interested in the things of the Spirit. They've actually been resistant toward that. I think those walls are being broken down now, where people can truly receive and embrace what God wants to do in their lives, and receive freedom and deliverance and salvation.
So I see that this fire from God was available for everybody. Now, as you were saying, the Lord began to show you that there were three groups of people. Those who received instantly were yielded to God. The second group received slowly, and they eventually surrendered to what God was doing. And they were struck by balls of fire. The last group did not receive at all. Why didn't they receive?
I know a lot of people who have had real encounters with the Lord, but they didn't change their lifestyle, and nothing really changed in their lives. I think it's a combination of both an encounter with the Lord, like I had, which is available for every believer. God doesn't show partiality. It's available for every believer if we're willing to pay the price. And then to begin to walk that out in reality, developing a close, deep, intimate relationship with the Father and walking in obedience to His Word and to His will. And that's the way I see it. Yes, absolutely. What I call the prayer of Romans 6:13 is giving over our five senses to the Lord to be activated, to be used for His glory. And that's a part of the yielding process that we must all go through. Because you know as well as I do that, you know, our eyes, you know, we look on a lot of things that we shouldn't look at. And are we really willing to give our eyes to the Lord so that we can see what He's doing, so that we can see from His perspective? Even our ears, we listen to so much stuff we shouldn't listen to. And we're being barraged all the time with every evil thing we're both seeing and hearing. And there comes a time to saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to put a filter over my ears. I'm going to filter out all the noise of the world so that I can hear the quiet whisper of the Lord. I want to hear His voice. I want to know what He's saying. I want to see what He's doing. And I want to walk in the way that He is showing me. And then even our mouth. You know, I see it everywhere I go. I mean, even believers, foul mouth, saying improper things everywhere. And are we really yielding our mouths to be instruments for God? Are we willing to say, God, I yield my mouth to You. I don't want to speak that garbage I've been speaking in the past. God, I want to speak Your word. And then, like even our nose, we're so used to smelling the stink of the world, and it becomes acceptable to us. But are we willing to say, God, I want to draw close to You. I want to become intimate with You. God, I want to know Your heart, Your life, Your way. God, I want to draw close to You. God, I want to be so close to You that I can smell Your sweet fragrance, that I can smell Your perfume. And are we willing to allow our hands not to touch anything unclean? But are we willing to say, God, I give You my hands, that they may be Your hands extended. Lord, that these hands would reach out to those in need, that these hands would be laid on the sick, and they would recover. So, God, I give You my hands. And are we willing to give Him our feet? Are we willing to go where He wants us to go? You know, too often we veer off the path. We're going in the wrong direction. We're following after the wrong gods. We're following after the idols that we've built up in our hearts, and we're going in the wrong direction. Are we willing to say, God, I'm willing to turn around. God, I want to walk with You. I want to walk in cadence with You. Where You are, that's where I want to be. God, I want to walk. I want to walk with You. And are we willing to say, God, I give You my heart, the hardness of my heart. I give You the hurts and the wounds of my heart. God, I want a soft and a pliable heart. I want a whole heart wholly given over to You. Are we willing to give Him our mind? You know, the mind is the battlefield. That's where the battles are won or lost. It's right there in our mind. And, you know, what's going on? What are we playing in our mind throughout the day? You know, what are we listening to in our mind all day long? Or are we willing to give our mind over to Him that it might be renewed, that it might be a pure mind? That we might actually have the mind of Christ, just like the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the last verse there. But we have the mind of Christ. We have all of these things available to us as we can learn to activate our spiritual senses to participate in the realm of the Spirit and what God is doing.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding at gate 1.